The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Circle Time. How are we doing? I hope you're all good whenever you're listening. We have two very special guests joining the circle. They have been here before and they're back for more because you all loved them. I love them so dearly.
Oh,
round two.
You too. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves to the Circlers?
Circlers. Sure.
Hi.
Okay, ASMR.
Okay.
I'm Devin.
I'm Sydney.
And we are sisters.
Yes, Devin and Sydney Carlson are here joining us again. I just couldn't resist.
I couldn't stay away.
I needed you guys back.
I know. We wanted to be back.
So happy you're back. Right before we started recording, we were talking about how I apparently don't really know the truth because I was saying that she's crazy and fun, just like Sweet Daisy here, Devin's dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Sydney claims that she is actually not
crazy
nor is she fun. She's just simply Sydney.
Yeah.
When Sydney was a baby, my parents called her Serious Sid because she was just always like she would be in one of those bouncy things from the hall, like that you put in the doorway, and she would just be like straight face, like, and I would literally lose it, like be crying on the floor, laughing at her, and she was just.
My mom also said when I was born, I like wasn't crying.
Yeah.
When I came out, I was just like.
That's not.
They were like, is she okay?
Oh my God. So you've always just been kind of like over it?
Oh, it's like, it's like whatever.
Yeah. All of her baby videos and stuff. So he's like, I want to see
and
the
Devin's
camera.
Like,
I'm like, hi, this is my sister Sydney, and we are here.
And I'm like,
and Sydney's like, I want to see the camera. Like, flip the camera
the whole time.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, I'd love to get a little taste of that.
Okay. I'm glad you see me at like the crazy parts, though. You know,
I think that you're so, so funny.
Like, she's hilarious.
I tell everyone. Everyone that asks,
everyone, I tell.
I'm like, you'll
everyone.
Never believe it. She's fucking hilarious.
Well, I was actually thinking about this because I think you and Cody specifically, when I see you guys, you know, when you like are around someone that you know is funny and it makes you like extra funny.
Yeah.
Like, I know I can be funny around you guys and you guys are going to think it's funny.
Like, we really do. Like,
you know.
I feel like sometimes people like, I actually sometimes notice that like when people are around us, they're like,
they're trying out silly. Bits.
And sometimes I'm like, okay, cool. And sometimes I'm like, these are actually funny.
Yeah.
And Cody is specifically is very like, they're not funny.
Yeah.
Like, no, we'll leave and he'll be like,
that wasn't funny.
But when we leave hanging out with you, we're both like, that Sydney is a hoot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm extra comfortable around you guys for
that
sure.
That makes me happy. And you know what? You have a gift. You're really funny.
She's really funny.
You are. Yeah.
No one makes me laugh really harder than Sydney. She's like, whenever people are like telling me that I'm funny, I'm like, I'm not funny. Sydney's the funny one.
But it just doesn't come out all the time around everyone, you know? So like, I don't know if people always like believe that or see it themselves, but I mean, that's definitely all you guys get.
I feel like I'm honored to bring out that side of you.
It's a real treat.
I wish we could say
She's selective with who she shows like her real son.
What situation?
That we like were dying over one night.
I think we could. I don't even know what it is, but you could say it.
Okay, remember, I'm not gonna say his name, but he texted me like, I wanna play.
I actually completely forgot about this.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know
like,
exactly what you're talking about.
I remember what you guys are talking about.
So one time, Devin, for some reason you weren't there. And Sydney and I just ran into each other out. And like it was kind of like mom wasn't home.
Yeah, and we were like,
I was out.
Mom wasn't home. And so we were like, we can get so crazy. And you left us up to our own devices. And things got fucking
weird fast. Like weird.
And we were like, we were trying to set Sydney up with someone.
With someone that like was just not.
It was like more of a joke. It was like more of a joke for us. Yeah. Like, what if we set Sydney up with this person? But then like.
We were like, what
but
if?
But then like took it really seriously at the same time.
That's all she does is like every time she's texting with a guy, it's a bit. Like it's not. It's all for her own like entertainment. Like she says the most fucked things to people over text just to make herself laugh and to send us the screenshots of being like,
for the screenshot to send to my friends.
That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah.
Are you dating anyone?
I was going to say, I'm still single.
You know, you'll find the right person and then they'll like get the bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's too funny. Right. So it's like when someone, there will be a lot of potentials they'll say one thing and she's like, they don't get it. I can't. Like, I can't even dive into it because they already made a joke that's just like, not funny to me that she can't even look at them.
It's so not like, helpful when dating. Like, I feel like I know off the bat if I'm gonna vibe with someone or if I think they're funny. And if not, it's just not an option.
What's like the first, like what's an ick right off the bat that not someone funny. Could do?
If someone thinks they're funny,
but like what's
and it's
a
like
joke
not funny?
That you would be like, no. Like, can we get an example of one? You were really into someone and then he said.
Oh, maybe like a bad meme or something. That they think is funny.
Okay. Or like if you try to joke with them and they like don't get it, is that also?
No, that's bad. But I probably wouldn't even get to my joke part.
Okay.
Like, unless I'm like, yeah.
Remember that guy though that we were all like rooting for and then you had been texting for like a couple days and then I think you made a joke and he like thought that he got the joke and he didn't get it. And then you were like, it's done. I can't
even
talk to him.
Well, if their Instagram like...
Sydney has
weird.
A lot of boxes that need to be checked.
If
with,
they
like,
try too hard on Instagram, okay. like try
like
to look too good.
Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, ideal guy has like no posts.
Yeah.
Like,
what's
you
your
know what
ideal
I mean?
Guy?
Yeah,
let's
start there.
Okay,
let's
I feel like
this.
We're like speaking into the universe.
Yeah. Let's manifest.
What's your list?
I was actually just talking about this the other day. Humor is definitely number one.
Okay.
Like when I look at. If I could line up all the guys that I've been into in the past, they all look completely different.
Right.
But they all have like that one little like goofy part of them that I think is funny.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to have that.
Okay.
And they have to like be into food.
Okay.
And like appreciate food. Like an ick for me is when men, I don't appreciate food like I do.
No, that makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Because you want to like picky get excited eater. About like going to a restaurant or something.
Food restrictions, like enough.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's vegetarian. So
that's fine.
Is he?
Yeah, but you're not obsessed like me with food.
That's fine.
Also, you kind of stopped eating meat when you
I'm
started dating him.
Now.
That's beautiful.
And
it's
that's
been
love.
Great.
That's really, that is.
That's love.
I think... for some reason, I always end up with a picky eater, which I'm like, ugh.
Really?
But that's like fine.
Always.
Like, you're totally
but you don't
fine
mind.
With
yeah.
it.
No, I think it's like interesting.
You're like, oh, he has
like
opinions.
I like find
opinions.
It cute. I'm like, oh my God. Like, aww. It's so cute that you
aww,
hate
that's
this.
That's sweet.
I'm like, meat.
Yeah.
Meat lover.
Aioli. Okay, keep listening.
Meat lover on the list.
Okay.
And like, hard worker, like, understands.
Driven.
Work and driven,
okay.
you know what I mean?
Like passionate.
Yeah.
Passionate about something, has an like strong interest in something they're passionate about.
Okay.
Like not just, you know, doesn't do much all day.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I have a lot to do every day.
Right.
And it's nice when someone else also like, you know, understands that, respects that,
yes,
also
for
has
sure.
that going for themselves.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, right, Sydney. There's like a thousand so other things. They have to have a good, like do the nitpicky
things. Well, okay, I'm saying Instagram, like ideal, doesn't care too much like about Instagram, about
like,
making it cool.
Doesn't even have one or doesn't.
I mean, that'd be awesome if they don't have one or like has one but doesn't post.
Right. So a big goal of mine this year and also just like being a mom is to prioritize my mental health and make sure that I am mentally strong and healthy and like be the best version of myself that I can be for my son. And there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of chaos going on right now. And I just want to learn how to best cope with that. And I am so lucky to have found Cerebral, the perfect place for me and anyone who has set a goal to focus on their mental health this year. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. You get an expert clinician working alongside you to craft a treatment plan that is tailored to your individual goals. So whether you're looking for therapy, medication management, or both, Cerebral has you covered. Cerebral also takes the worry away from finding the right provider and scheduling appointments, which is personally my least favorite part of all of this. They bring it all to you wherever you need it. To get started on your path towards better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off the first month of online therapy, medication, or both. So get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code CircleTime. That's Cerebral, Cerebral.com/podcast and use code CircleTime to get 15% off your first month. Make 2024 your best year yet. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details. Okay, so if you can't tell, I really am just looking for any and every way that I can make my life easier because taking care of Otis is our number one priority and the thing that we're most focused on, which means that things that we need just naturally fall off the to-do list, you know, which I couldn't be happier about because I love taking care of Otis, but I still need to eat and whatnot. And that is why I have been obsessed with Factor meals lately. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day very easy. So no matter what tomorrow brings, I am ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to my door. With Factor, you have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. These are no prep, no mess meals. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. So there's no prepping, there's no cooking. And the best part personally for me is that there's no cleanup. I've posted these on my Instagram stories, so I don't know if you've seen them, but they are really, really delicious and we've just been loving them. Factor meals have truly saved me so much time and stress the last couple months. And it's just so nice to have a warm, curated meal ready for me that tastes good and is healthy with no work for me to do at all. If you want to try, head to factormeals.com/CircleTime50 and use code CircleTime50 to get 50% off. That's CircleTime50. Head to factormeals.com/CircleTime50 to get 50% off. So do you care if he's like has like mutual friends with you? Why am no. I always trying to say up with my brother?
You've said this before.
No, I
know. And we've talked about this before.
Who kind of looked like me.
Like has my eyes. Yeah. Like.
If we got to be related.
No, maybe I'm just being selfish because I just want to be like
a sister.
Hi to auntie. Yeah, you guys are. Well, you guys can be aunties either way.
Our Thanksgivings would be so fun.
So fun.
I mean, being friends with my friends, I feel like is ideal.
It's a big one because
you guys are all like really
so
close
picky. No, when I was like dating and I would bring anyone, they were so mean and would instantly be like, oh, no,
really?
Like making
not
fun.
Me. Yes.
And literally
they
like
just know how good you could do.
Yeah. So it's like when you bring someone around, that's like, like it's funny.
But it's also probably annoying.
It was. Yeah. I mean, granted, they were not. They were right. Like they were annoying.
Totally. Yeah.
They just Sydney. It's very like little things that will just ruin it for her. Like she's. It's like.
But
they,
it's also.
I feel
hard.
Like you're not all either. Like they have to be super stylish. It's just like a type of person who doesn't like like care. Like they do whatever they want, and she like finds that attractive and inspiring.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like all the guys I've had crushes on are kind of like kooky and like a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Do you approve of like any of the guys that she's had a crush on, Dev?
I mean, there hasn't been like.
When was the last time you had a crush?
She has crushes all the time.
Not really.
Like 3 in the past year.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, my therapist is like really pushing me right now.
To date?
Yeah.
Are you she doesn't like dating or anything?
No, Sydney would never.
I've had like Raya for so long, never taken it seriously, never like gone on a date from there. You know, like sometimes my friends and I will go on just like look at people on there.
No, right. This is what they do. But they'll never like been find serious. One of their friends will go on a date and they'll be like, oh my God, it'll be so funny. Like you should come. Like then we'll bring a friend. And like they were supposed to go on a date with this one guy, and then it turned into like a group dinner with 5 of them, and they're all like sitting there like
we all wear fur coats like as a joke, and we all showed up in like giant fur coats.
Oh my God, this poor guy.
Maybe you should take it seriously. He was still hitting me up after.
Well, no, they all still are like, she can be so mean and they're still like,
I'm not mean though.
I'm not mean.
You're not mean. She's funny. Give him a hard time.
I'm just like not taking it like serious, I guess.
Right. Do you have any desire to?
Yeah, I do.
Like you want to be in a relationship?
Yes. Well, if it were to happen with the person in my head that I'm thinking of, yeah.
Okay. So you have a crush on someone right now?
No. I'm just saying the type of person. Like if I were to find,
I thought you meant like one specific person.
If I were to find that person, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
But she won't put herself out there.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And it's like, even if someone does ask her out on a date, it's like,
that rarely
we
happens.
We have to like force you to go.
That like doesn't happen.
Well, because you're intimidating.
Because she doesn't. Yeah.
Which also is what my therapist has told me, but like, I didn't really believe it.
It's like, true.
I don't see myself that way.
I would say like I was intimidated by you guys like when I met you both for the first
time.
What?
Really? What?
Yeah, you guys are like so cool, you know?
What?
Well,
Kelsey, you're cool.
Maybe
you're
met you at cool. different times.
Probably.
Wasn't well, like, the first time we met, we were house. Like dancing.
When I met you, I was we were supposed to be friends. Yeah. It like totally made sense. So maybe I was just more intimidated by Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney's a little intimidating, I think.
I don't even know when that was though. Like, I don't know when we met.
I don't know either.
But
I wish I could see it though.
Me too. I would rewatch that. But I do remember when I met Devin for the first time, obviously, because it was like everything.
It was when I came over
to
your house.
Everything felt so right in the world.
Right.
We were dancing, singing. We just sat in the corner of my kitchen and just talked to only each other. It was beautiful.
It was perfect. I feel like I'm envisioning you and Sydney meeting and me being like, I love Kelsey, and Sydney being like, ah. Like it's giving like that energy. And it's like,
she like put us together.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know where we were though.
I don't know either.
Well, I'm just happy that we're all here.
Me too. We've made it.
And I feel like once I give birth, like we got to start making some memes again.
Please. I know.
I'm going to need like mom's night out.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes.
And it's, well, I'm looking to you guys.
We can go get martinis at Lucky's.
And then you guys can make me like talk to a stranger. Like,
yeah, we can inspire Sydney.
Yes. My brother will just randomly show up.
Go talk to that guy. Yeah. Just I'll be like,
he's going to kill me.
I feel like Cody could have a friend for Sydney.
I know. I feel like I
like because that's kind of
know.
Like she likes a funny guy.
Maybe he knows like some funny people.
He know we know so many funny people.
I would expect you to know
just
funny
like,
people.
I have like a list of funny people.
Wow. Okay.
You would be on it.
Oh my God. Maybe
you both would.
My other you both.
Just so you know.
But I know
I'm hyping
that was
her
a sympathy.
Up a lot, but
it's
just
fine.
So you know. You too.
Devin is Kelsey, Devin is very funny, and I feel like she's gotten funnier.
Really?
No. She has. Like, maybe since you've been dating Duke, which also, saying I'm very picky with the people she's dated, I've never complained about Duke. I've never
had Sydney's never been this close
bad to say because he's great. So,
well, Sydney's like friends with if like we hang, like this morning we did Pilates, me, Sydney, and Duke.
That's beautiful.
Twice a week.
Yeah, twice a week we actually do.
Aww.
It. But
she's growling.
I know. She's
I can hear
the security.
What does she see out there?
I don't know.
Everything. So Sydney of her.
I know. So Sydney.
Intimidating.
When? How long have you and Duke been together now?
A year and 5 months.
Okay.
Almost a year and a half.
Oh my God. Time's flying.
Yeah.
I know. He's so great.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I feel like the last time you were here, you guys had like just started dating, but you didn't, we weren't talking about it.
We weren't talking about it.
I think, yeah.
He's been my friend for a long time and he's just always been like the best. He's like so
goat.
Everything he does is like perfect. He always says the right things. He always does it, like everything the way I want it. Like I don't have to like, he's like my ideal person
yeah,
in every way.
It just works.
Like the way he just navigates like any situation, I'm just like, it's inspiring.
That's
I just
beautiful.
I'm inspired by him. I love his taste. I love his opinions. I love just hearing like every thought in his head. I love him.
That's so sweet.
and he's really nice.
Really sweet.
That
I feel like
beautiful.
It's really hard to like be like vulnerable about like why you actually like the person that you're dating.
His.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Someone's like, why do you like Cody? I'm like, oh my God, I like Cody.
Yeah. Wait, you guys know I like him? Yeah. Yeah, so weird. Yeah.
But like that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
He's nice. He's actually really nice. He's like very shy. Like he's not shy, but he's like quiet,
yeah,
and selective with what he says.
Right, he thinks before he speaks.
Which mm-hmm. is the opposite of me.
Yeah.
So I learn a lot from
right.
him.
Right.
I think he's made me more of the person that I've always wanted to be. Like just the things that we do together, and like I don't know. He's like felt like the missing piece in my life. For
yeah,
a long time.
That's beautiful.
Great. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
You're so amazing.
You're amazing. You're I'm amazing. So happy you're in love.
Me too.
That's
I
so
want
nice.
Sydney to be in love. I want
Whoa.
Everyone to be in love. I want everyone to be
Sydney,
happy.
You could be in love and happy if you just let yourself.
Sydney is in love
totally.
With herself. Right
that's
now,
a beautiful
which is great.
That's a beautiful thing to be.
That's beautiful.
Also the most important piece right there.
Totally.
Well, but I just someone needs to
get
eat
a little
her,
too comfortable.
Someone needs
alone,
to eat her
you know?
Delicious meals that she's
someone
been
needs
cooking.
To eat my delicious meals.
Can we talk about the meals for a second?
It's sure. insane that Thanksgiving this year was like the best thing
oh my God,
ever.
I'm sure. Okay, full transparency. You know, we are all about honesty here in the circle, and I feel like maybe a circler or two out there could relate, but I used to have the worst PMS, and I would have just like such a rough week before my period. Every month, there would just be a few days where I didn't feel like myself, you know? I'd be very irritable. It was rough for me. It was rough for the people around me, honestly. I'd have random food cravings. I just felt off, and then I found Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that's really what we all want. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CIRCLETIME at checkout. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. I tried a lot of supplements to help lessen my PMS symptoms and none were working. And I think what sets Estro Control apart is that the ingredients help support the liver. And that is actually where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen, which I didn't know before. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS symptoms. I cannot recommend Estro Control enough. If you struggle with PMS, it really has taken like a worry off my plate and helped me feel myself all month long. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CIRCLETIME at checkout. All right, if you are a circler, I just already know that you're amazing and you're out there doing amazing things. And I really just want to encourage any of you, any of my sweet circlers who have a desire to put yourselves out there, you know, start a brand, sell a product, post content, whatever dream you're holding onto, I want you to just go for it because I was the same and my life completely changed for the better when I put myself out there online. And I know what it's like to be scared to start, because that's exactly what happened to me. And if you are ready to step out of your comfort zone, but still feel a little stuck or need a helping hand, I have the perfect solution. Today's podcast is sponsored by a service that I love very much that was so helpful when I was starting out, which is Squarespace. They are very beginner friendly. Trust me, if I can use it, literally anyone can. Very easy to use. Whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Squarespace makes it easy for you if you're just starting out, with features like the flexible website templates with designs for any category you can think of that you can customize and update. My personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all my content in one place, which keeps things very organized, very easy. And the custom merch allows me to easily sell my merch to my beautiful audience. They just really make it so easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor you are starting. Like I said before, if I could do it, you can do it. I was really scared to start because it just seemed so overwhelming, but using Squarespace made things so much easier. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Have you always been a chef?
I've always been into food, always.
Yeah.
Like, love food. And when I just would have really good food, I was like, I wish I could make this.
Right.
Like, the fact that I can eat this deliciousness, what if I could make this deliciousness
right.
for myself
yeah.
in my own home?
Yeah.
And that's what made me be like, I want to try and make, like, my thing is like comfort foods.
Yeah.
Like, just like delicious foods.
Yeah.
Because that's what,
like, things like, you crave.
Yeah. That's what got me into like food in general.
Right.
So those are like my favorite things to make.
I will say, all I wanted when I was pregnant, I was like, maybe, I don't know how far along pregnant I was, but like, I wanted that strawberry cake
oh,
that you made.
Oh my God.
I saw you make it, and then I was like, that's the most perfect, like, that, it looks so perfect.
Just
and then
a fork.
I was like, I need that. Cody's like the chef
yeah.
out of the two of us.
Oh.
And I was like, I want like a strawberry shortcake. And he's like, okay, I'll find a recipe. And I said, no, sorry. I want Sydney's strawberry shortcake. It's perfect.
Oh
like, it's perfect. And he was like, okay. So in our kitchen, your voice that? Was just playing
no!
over and over again.
No!
And he watched it, and he made it.
Oh, my God. I don't think I knew that for a while. And then
someone
you
like, tagged
or someone,
us in a story.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, they made it? I didn't even know. I was like, oh
yeah,
my God.
No, we. I know. I didn't
so
even like text
happy.
You or anything.
No.
I was like, "This is just for me."
Just got eaten.
Yeah, it was, but it was so good.
It's so
Thank
good.
You.
What's your favorite thing you've made?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day randomly. Like, I made fried chicken and waffles
okay.
a while ago. That was just like so good. Thanksgiving, I did a lot of like sides.
Your
mashed
Thanksgiving
potatoes.
Was the mashed potato, potatoes.
potatoes.
The mashed potatoes. I went back for like three.
What was the special?
Really?
Do you have a secret ingredient?
I don't think I have a secret ingredient, but
you used
she
didn't mash them hand.
Did you use
them.
A ricer?
She used a
yes.
ricer, yeah.
I've
First
been
time using
this.
That is crazy. And it's like fun.
Yeah, and it works.
Yeah.
So they were like silky smooth.
Oh my
yes.
God, they were insane.
Sounds so
cornbread.
Good.
I would
have
made cornbread
right
recently.
Make us mashed potatoes.
Yes, just like that's it.
Yeah.
On a plate.
Bring them
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
We could sit on the couch and eat them.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
Martinis and mash.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monday mashed
you guys
potatoes.
Can have the martinis.
After a post baby.
Monday
yeah,
martini
yeah.
mash.
Monday martini
mash. That's so
Wait,
weird.
That's a
I love.
Really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
MMM.
Monday's martini. Mash.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mashed potatoes are one of my favorite foods. So.
Yeah. I love
Me too.
Mash.
Not surprised.
Of course. Mm-mm.
You know, I've never been like a big sweet potato fry girl.
Uh-huh.
I only like them with ketchup.
Oh.
Specifically, like mm-hmm. I don't love them.
I love them with ranch.
Ranch.
Okay. I think any sauce.
The first time I ever had a sweet potato French fry, I'll never forget. Was at the Magic Castle when we were like. 14
Ooh,
or 15
how?
Years old. I don't remember.
That's a flex.
Yeah,
and
that's like
I remember flex. Wanting French fries, and they were like, we have sweet potato fries. And I was like, huh?
Ew.
Like, and it came and they were like bright orange. I didn't really experiment. We didn't really experiment with food at all.
I remember, I don't know where I was. It was like some, maybe it was like the Habit or something. Like, oh my God, Habit the burger. Habit.
Do you know what I would get from the Habit, which is kind of disgusting?
In high school.
Is it the teriyaki one?
Wait, that's what it was.
Yes. Like a Caesar salad with teriyaki chicken.
No, that's not what I would get. And the chicken was like saucy.
It was like a you get a full Caesar salad.
With dressing, fully dressed,
with a teriyaki chicken covered in teriyaki sauce.
That sounds kind of good.
It was
delicious. We would get that. There's a shopping center where we grew up, and we would either get Subway, it was just turkey and cheese.
But we would get a foot long each.
Foot long with just turkey and cheese.
Double turkey, double cheese.
Any like toasted sauces or anything?
No. Toasted.
That's nuts.
It's sick.
And then we would get an orange.
It was so good though.
Orange appeal.
On wheat bread.
Yeah. Orange appeal from Jamba Juice with extra ice in a power cup.
Power. You know there's a power size.
We ate that
bigger,
every day.
Bigger than the largest size. It's called Power.
Yeah.
What? A Jamba?
Each.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's just Jamba now. No juice.
Drop the
That's
juice.
That's a little weird.
I know. It's crazy. Wait, that's a wild order.
I know.
Just both of those. Then the Caesar in it.
And then the Caesar.
But we used to think that we were like chic, eating good. Yeah, like we weren't. Well, it was small town. We didn't like Italian food was like not. Like I don't think we thought that like
small town.
Okay. You know?
Right, yeah. Small town.
We would like, I don't think I went out to eat for Italian food. Like we went out to eat Italian food.
Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I mean, Cheesecake Factory is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
But there's nothing like it.
No.
What was that Italian place next to Chili's?
Olive Garden?
It wasn't Olive Garden. It started with, maybe it was like
next to Maggiano's. Chili's.
Oh, what? Maggiano's is
and
classic.
I remember being like,
I would go to Maggiano's tomorrow. My family would go to Maggiano's all the time.
Oh, Maggiano's
was the place to be.
Oh my God, that was like if it was like we were celebrating something. It was
Maj. Obviously.
Or BJ's was like
BJ's
birthday
was
dinner.
Oh my God, I would get dressed up and like put on heels and go to BJ's.
Jeffrey Campbellitas.
Like, yeah.
We would act like we were
going
like
to BJ's.
BJ's was like,
get a
like in our 20s. No,
oh my God.
I actually have been saying recently I want to go to BJ's and get the deep dish pizza that's like this deep
a pizookie. I would go with you.
Okay.
That sounds amazing.
Wait, that'd be so fun. Maybe we should
do that.
That
would be really fun. You know, where is there like a BJ's around here?
There's not around here, but there's one in
There's one
in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah. We could go to our like.
That's the one we used to go to.
That was ours.
Did you know that, I don't know if this is real or not, but me and Sydney used to always say that the most unhealthy, like,
no, it's a fact.
It is the unhealthiest side in like the entire world was the
smiley face
French fries from BJ's.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they had those.
It like won an award for the most unhealthy side.
Like in any restaurant ever.
Yes.
What award?
Yes. I don't know, but me and Sydney would literally always be like, "You're getting those."
Yeah, and so then get the deep dish pizza and a pizookie.
Get the pizookie. And then get double cheese, double turkey
with the power size Jamba Juice.
Foot long each.
We were dancing like 2 hours a day.
No,
maybe four sometimes.
You didn't have to be dancing to order.
It's
more just the fact that there was nothing else on it.
No, I know.
But I think we were picky because we just didn't know.
I never
tried ketchup until like I think last year.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I think we used to be way more picky eaters, but since I got like into food, I'm like, I am living one life right now. Why wouldn't I try anything at least once?
No,
like
I
is the point of not trying something?
Like I say I agree, but I'm actually like a pretty picky eater.
Mm-hmm.
Like
really?
I'm like so terrified of getting food poisoning.
Ugh, worst thing.
But
in
that's
the world.
Like bad food.
No, I know, but food. Like it's always
it's always
a thought.
If something kind of grosses you out, it's like, well, it might get me sick.
Yeah.
Since
exactly.
I've been pescatarian, I've had that fear less.
See, I don't eat a lot of meat because I'm scared of getting sick a lot.
Yeah. I tried barnacles recently.
Ew, Sydney. What?
But how do you even eat a barnacle?
Oh, wait, is that from Dudley Market?
Yes, it looks like a little.
You guys go there all the time.
It is so good.
I know. That's
it's
my
probably
old
close by.
Well, I moved.
Oh,
but, yeah.
It They have barnacles. And they they look disgusting. They look like mini, like, wieners.
You could say like wieners.
They're mini wieners, like this big. But they don't taste
like
bad.
Wieners.
They don't taste like wieners.
What do they taste like?
Just like fish.
Like popcorn.
Is it like fishy though?
It's a little fishy, yeah. See, but it looks worse.
I don't love that. I think the reason, like, I like watching your cooking videos and I like watching Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, watching
yes. And I think it's because, like, I get so scared to eat so many things.
Yeah.
That, like, and you guys, like, are just, like, enjoying yourselves. And I'm like, what's it like?
So inspiring.
Well, it actually is. It genuinely is inspiring.
It's a true joy for both of us. Like, eating.
Yeah.
That's really what you guys bond over.
Yeah, like, she's like my food soulmate.
That's
for sure.
Beautiful.
Maybe you guys are really soulmates.
Probably.
Maybe. that would be so easy.
Drew is like her real soulmate too.
Yeah, also Drew.
Yeah.
Gay soulmate, food soulmate, and then there's like
you're still looking the other one. To fill in that last yeah. one.
Yes.
Do you need it? Those are the three you need only.
Yeah. Gay, food, and then like romance.
Love. You have your sister soulmate as well.
I'm here.
Yeah.
would you count that?
Well, she's like my
like
blood,
built in,
you know.
Yeah, but you guys would be friends if you weren't sisters. Do you actually, have you ever discussed this? Do you think you would be friends if you weren't sisters?
I think like currently yes, but yeah, in high school growing up, no.
I think currently we would definitely be friends, but if we were growing up, we probably wouldn't even know each other existed.
Did you guys fight a lot?
No.
Yes, over
only about clothes. I actually was thinking about this last night.
You only fought about clothes.
We only fought about clothes.
Fought about clothes.
Only though. We didn't fight about anything else ever.
But were you just like on different? Like, were you just like different?
No, it was like we would keep track. So it was like, every time like someone would borrow something again, it would bring up like every single time she's borrowed something in the past and the record of like, well, you didn't ask 3 times ago, and then before that. She would be like, well, you didn't ask. And I was like, well, that's because you borrowed 3 yeah. of my things
oh,
and your
that's
friend.
My God. All, that's it exhausting.
Was like all it was about, though.
Yeah.
Constantly. But that's it.
Yeah.
I've had, like, we have friends who are sisters and they're always kind of surprised that we didn't fight about more or in general, just right. like fighting.
Right. So we why do you it. Think you wouldn't have been friends then?
We like didn't really talk a lot when we were.
You guys just went.
Well, like high school, well, like outside of home life.
Right.
I feel like we didn't like trust each other because it was still like the betrayal of the clothes
yeah,
was
no,
ran so deep yeah. that it was like if I did something that could potentially get me in trouble, she would benefit from like tattling on me.
Right.
So it was like I
because
felt
you're
like
mad about the
and
shirt
she, right. and vice versa. So it was like we just wouldn't even tell each other things.
I feel like that's like a common thing that happens with siblings.
Yeah.
Like you don't until like something happens where you're like in it together yeah. and you're like.
If, you're kind of separate.
Right. Then all like you guys are playing against each other
yeah.
for a while.
Until you're like, oh, wait, we can come together and be
right.
like.
Or like you both do something and you're like, well, if you tell them, yeah. you're going to get in trouble. And right. if I tell, I'm going to get in trouble.
And
so we have
like,
to keep. Yeah.
I feel like once I turned 18, like my favorite thing was like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm an adult now.
18.
Like, I'm an adult now.
Did really?
Oh, I loved to use that.
I didn't even, well, I don't
our
even
parents
think I thought about
very
it.
Very strict, honestly.
Our parents were
really
strict.
Like, what? How so? Oh, like not letting you guys go out and stuff? Strict,
not letting us go out. It was a lot of like, we need to know the parents.
Okay, yeah.
Whose house you're going
same.
To.
Just like
need
protective.
Their phone numbers.
Yeah.
It was like,
you know.
But when you're that age, it's like, oh, you're
it's
so
annoying.
Embarrassing. I'd rather like not even go.
Right. Like, yeah. I can't like, call I can't, them just, and tell them my mom wants yeah. to talk to their mom.
Yes. Like, yeah. it's yeah. mortifying when you're
right.
like 16.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that would just like mm-hmm. made me like built up this like tense, like, oh my God, like always on eggshells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you were 18, thing. You were ready to just.
Oh, I was sick. Just like, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If I want to go to my friend's house right now and there's clothes on my floor, I'm going to do it.
Oh,
damn. That's pretty wild.
I know.
Were wow. you still living at home when
I
you were 18?
I lived at home until I was 19.
Okay.
I think I was older.
You moved out during COVID.
Yeah.
But you would stay a lot. Like she had friends yeah. in LA, so she would like go there for like
I would drive
weekends.
There with like a suitcase
yeah.
for the whole weekend or longer.
Yeah.
And just drive back. Because where we are from is like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's just a small town, 45
small
minutes.
Just a really small,
yeah,
quaint
small
super
town.
Small.
Yeah, yeah,
no
right
one's
outside
really ever
of LA.
Heard of it,
very small.
So. Yeah. but it's only 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah,
the big
super
city.
Small.
The big city. We would drive into town.
Yeah,
drive into town.
I do love saying into town.
Me too.
I'm actually going to town that day, so I can't. I
say, everyone's like, "Are you going into town?"
No, I say it all the time. Daisy, I'm sorry I say into town.
You're going into town, Daisy.
You know, in Malibu, she's the friendliest dog you'll ever meet.
Well, you picked
town
her up
really
in Malibu.
Keeps her a little stressed out.
I get it. Being a big city, being in the big city is stressful. Okay, so over the last few months, obviously things have looked very different having a newborn, and I have a lot of things I want to get done and not a lot of time to do them. And I just feel like the things I'm prioritizing are Otis, obviously, and like my relationship with Cody and those kind of things. And when I have time, I want to make time for those. But I also need to eat and grocery shop, and something that has made like my life so much easier is Thrive Market. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. They are an online membership-based market that ships directly to your doorstep, and they are on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They have truly been my lifeline, especially, like, I've used them for a while, but like especially during this newborn time. Thrive Market saves me so much time that would have been spent waiting in long grocery store lines or running out last minute, which you can't do anymore when you have a baby, for like just quick paper towels or whatever it is. They've just saved me a lot of time. They are not only a time saver, but they have also saved me so much money. I have saved over 30% on my grocery bill by switching to Thrive Market. They are my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. They have all of my favorite snacks, like the Purely Elizabeth granola that I love. They have the bread that I love, the oat milk, Leafa oat milk that I love. And I get my collagen powder and my probiotic supplements on Thrive Market as well. They truly have all of the best snack options. I've said this for a long time, but like I've gotten some really delicious snacks off Thrive, and they just have everything I need on a weekly basis in one spot. On top of saving 30% on my grocery bill, they also have a deal page that changes daily, gives me cash back on all my favorite brands, and they have a price match guarantee. So they really make it easy to save money. And the cherry on top is that when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So you join and they give. Isn't that amazing? So join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/circletime for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/circletime. thrivemarket.com/circletime.
A little dog in the big city.
Yeah, like Babe, the pig. You guys know what I'm talking about?
What's the pig?
Babe.
God, I haven't watched.
Pig in the big city?
No, it's called Babe.
Yeah, but wasn't there like a spinoff?
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know. It was a movie about a pig.
Well, you know, Charlotte's Web is also, there's a pig in Charlotte's Web too.
Yeah. Right? Isn't that Charlotte? No.
Charlotte's the spider.
Does anybody know the name of the pig in Charlotte's Web?
Yeah, let us know.
Mm. Let us know, guys. Do you
please
know the name? Is it? Oh my God. What
wait,
if they
Babe
were...
is in Charlotte's Web?
Wait
what
a
if
second.
It was?
It's a crossover.
It all comes back.
If it was a crossover and we had no idea. Whoa. What is it?
Wilbur.
Very oh, that's a cute name.
Yeah, it is.
Very
Daisy kind of looks like a pig because one of her eyes are pink.
Why is she shaking?
She's always shaking.
She's just a little on
she's
edge.
Hilarious. But I think
she's
I,
shaking.
I genuinely think I manifested her because I used to always say, Martin's so perfect. I need a psycho dog where I can just be like, oh my God, she's fucking insane.
Really?
Like,
really? Okay.
Yes, because I was like kind of obsessed with the idea of having a crazy dog.
And now
I love
you have.
That. That's what
and
I feel I about with Chili.
Really?
Because I'm like, I can't get another dog. Like Chili, he's too perfect. Mm-hmm. I love him too much. Like, I don't know what I would do with another dog. But then I'm like,
but you kind of want
now. But I do want another.
It's honestly the best thing that's ever. Like,
but
I look
baby
at her
too?
And I just like want to cry. I know.
I'm kind of getting him his own like form of a dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought I was doing with the cats.
Has Chili met babies before?
Yeah, my best friend just had a baby like aww, a couple months ago, and so they came. They live in San Francisco, so they came and like stayed with us like a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and he was such a sweet boy. But he didn't like when she cried.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, Martin met my Jaylee's baby.
Yeah.
Monroe. I always want to say it like the way Drew says it. Drew says Monroe, and we're like, it's Monroe.
I would probably say Monroe.
Monroe.
Wait, I don't know. I need to say it naturally, but I'd say Monroe.
Monroe.
Monroe. That's Monroe. A really cute name.
It's such really
a cute name.
Yeah.
But Martin and Daisy both met her. Martin couldn't give her less attention, like did not care at all. Daisy was so curious.
Really?
But it's funny because Martin's like very smart. Like,
yeah,
honestly knows English, whatever. Daisy yeah. like still chases her tail yeah. every single day.
No, she'll go in circles on
go
the
in
ground.
Circles really? Every yes. single day.
That's, I think that's like a sign of like a crazy dog.
Yeah.
She's like, insane.
I think like unless they do it only when they're a puppy.
No.
She's still doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no,
circles.
She's kooky.
And she's always
she's like crazy.
Shaking a little bit. But she was left in, someone left her in a box in Bakersfield. Oh. At the shelter, just woke up, or someone like went into work, aww. And she was just in a box
that's
there
by herself.
By herself,
that's really sad. Like she didn't have any other siblings or anything with her.
It's okay.
No. So when you saw her, you just knew she was the one.
Well, the description said was fostered with another older dog.
Okay,
they got along really well.
Okay.
And they said she's very playful and fun, and like a sweet girl or whatever. And I went to go meet her and they told me to bring Martin. So I brought Martin and they ignored each other the entire time.
Okay.
And I was like, thought that they were going to like at least be excited and whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah. the people at the rescue were like, that's good. Like,
okay.
They're not trying to dominate each other.
Yeah.
So I ended up sleeping on it. And then the next day I was like, I can't stop thinking about her. Like, it just feels like
yeah.
I just want her. Like, so I went and picked her up and then. I was really overwhelmed at first.
Yeah, honestly. I was going to ask how it was getting back into the puppy phase.
God, I forgot. What yeah. It's you can't leave the house.
It's no, like, it's tough.
And she eats like everything.
Really?
Like, she ate bees. She's eaten. Like I stopped smoking weed because of her, honestly.
Really?
Yes, because she would fiend for it. Like no matter where I hid it, put it away.
She would smell it.
Try to find it and I would like be
or
taking
someone
it
was
out of
over,
her. Someone was over.
Like,
I was literally having
room.
To like stand over anyone. Who
she'll
was,
run
like,
to it.
She's like
she's obsessed.
With weed?
Yes.
That's crazy.
She's
obsessed.
Crazy.
But so I you had to her. Stop smoking?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I needed to stop. I okay. was smoking a lot.
Well,
but
you know, that's
not
she's
a
blessing
lot,
in disguise.
Yeah,
right
I know.
There.
She's a really good teacher. I've
obsessed.
Learned a lot from her.
Yeah, that's kind of beautiful. She's mm-hmm. like your straight edge dog.
Yeah. yeah.
Get she's the like, drugs out of here, mom.
She's like, what, mom? But she's so sweet. Like, she is more attached to me currently than Martin is.
Was that
like,
her?
Was
yeah.
that her?
I was like, oh, I'm
sorry.
Sad.
When I take a shower, she sits outside the shower the entire time and just waits for me. Like, she's aww. My shadow. She follows me around all day.
That's sweet. It's kind of nice to have that.
Yeah, she's a really good girl.
I mean, it's like me I feel like I like want that. Like I'm like I want a dog who's like that's my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Truly like will go with anyone. Like
oh,
if I was like driving down the street and there was like someone walking on the sidewalk, I could like be like there go Chili, and
no.
he would just be like okay. He just loves people, but I'm like,
aww,
what about?
Sweet,
I want like, you to like really
yeah.
love me, though.
Be obsessed.
She's like yeah. the first person that I like Martin. I could literally have him on no leash, and he'd be like so fine and
yeah.
not doing anything. But she's like just unpredictable. Still, mm-hmm. I yeah. always am. But she's getting better. She's getting a lot better. And it's funny because a lot of people are like, she's so good for a 1 year old. I could never take my dog. And I'm like, really? Because I feel like she's insane.
I feel like she's a good girl.
She's
a
good
little
girl.
Like she's just a little like on edge sometimes.
Yeah.
And aren't
she's
we all?
A, totally.
She's a really cute collar.
She's
on.
She does.
We
she looks like really chic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's my perfect baby.
When's the third dog coming?
Ugh.
Ooh.
God, I can't even.
Gonna
think
get
about
one
it.
Big one.
I. You know what? I would love that, but I just don't know if I have it in me.
Yeah. Sometimes I think about getting a big dog and then I'm like, it's
yeah.
a lot of big poops.
It's a lot yeah. of big poops. It's
yeah.
a lot of like running and like wearing out the dog.
Yeah.
And like they get worn out so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Chili just kind of like trots
aww.
Around
yeah.
and then he's tired.
I love
yeah.
Great Danes though.
Me
I
too.
Loves
I
Great
love,
like,
love Great Danes.
I've only always loved bulldogs. Like those are my dogs. Those
right.
are the only dogs I like. Love.
Right. Would you ever get one?
Sydney's kind of scared of dogs.
Are you?
I I guess. Not of all dogs. Like, right. But I just like bulldogs. Any bulldog I see, I will like cry.
You should get one.
Great Danes lately, I like really love.
Oh, that's sweet.
And they're really sweet.
They
like,
are.
You know, every Great Dane is sweet. They're just like big.
They're beautiful.
Like,
they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
What kills me though is that
they don't live long.
I know.
Which,
I know.
Yeah. And bulldogs are a lot of work. Like,
yeah.
So much work.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get one when I have a husband.
Yeah. That makes sense.
To help. My parents have one who I love so much.
Right.
And she's so much work.
She's a cutie.
It's like having a baby.
Pumpkin.
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 She's the best.
My friend has a cat named Pumpkin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They should meet.
Soul sister.
Does Tilly like your new house?
He does. I think he's like just... He's kind of just happy wherever. But yeah, he likes it. There's like more room for him to like run around and stuff outside. Although there are like coyotes.
I know.
So he's like usually on his leash.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like really not.
I know.
How's decorating the new house?
It's good. We got an interior. Like
you
we're
did?
Working with an interior designer.
What's your inspo?
I could show you.
I'd love to see it.
I want
to
see.
What's the vibe?
It's like kind of going to be kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be fun. That. We're like really.
Oh my gosh.
Our last place we loved, but it like just didn't really feel like us.
Uh-huh.
And like we just want it to be like fun and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Funky and stuff.
Nursery too?
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
So they're like getting started soon. But we
my
have
gosh.
To. We found like mold. So we have to like live in the guest house for a bit.
I had mold in my house
stuff
when
like
I bought
that.
It.
It's the worst.
The worst. I couldn't move in for like. A month and a half or something.
Yeah, they have to like take out some walls and stuff.
Oh my God.
So
owning a house is so
it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's rewarding.
It is.
I put up Christmas lights for the first time this
year.
Oh
my God.
My first time ever.
Did you do it yourself?
No.
Okay. I was gonna say I could never
Devin up there.
Like, I hired someone who comes and puts them up and then takes them down.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Genius, honestly.
It's genius.
That's such a good like they probably
amazing.
Do so well.
Yeah.
Make so much money.
Yeah. Oh,
it took
yeah.
like it was like 2 hours they were at my house.
Wow. So
and like
worth
and then
it,
it's
honestly.
So worth it. And then the lights just make you
oh,
so
my God.
Happy.
And
happy.
Also I don't have to like store like keep
right.
the lights
right,
and
right,
everything.
Right.
And if a bulb breaks, like they
yeah.
handle everything.
Right.
Wow.
But
yeah.
my inspo was, you know how in like El Coyote, there's like the whole ceiling is like
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Lights.
Yes.
I wanted because like when you walk into my house, you know that like there's like a half open and then half covered like entry.
Yes, yes, yes,
thing.
Yes.
I wanted lights strung.
That's pretty.
So pretty.
So I did that.
I love that.
It's
I
really
love
pretty. No one will
Christmas.
See it because my house is behind a gate on a hill. But
well,
I see it.
You see it. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I know.
Makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. It was the same with like getting trick-or-treaters. I was like, oh my God, I wonder if I could
get Did you get any?
No.
You know what? That's okay.
Kids aren't trick-or-treating like
I have,
hiking.
I our street like doesn't get any trick-or-treaters either. And I was like, I'm going to say that this is a good thing because then when I have kids, like we won't have to,
right.
I won't have to like miss out on giving other kids candy, but I can still take them
yeah.
trick-or-treating.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, Duke grew up in Santa Monica and he would tell me that like they would always go to like a certain neighborhood.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
was like
yeah,
yeah.
decked
yeah.
out. Like
right.
there's certain streets
right,
that you
certain,
go to.
Yeah.
Definitely still is. I had
in
a
Laurel
crazy
Canyon, a
Halloween experience.
This
my,
year?
Yes. My friend lives on a really flat street
okay.
up in the hills. Like it's the flattest street up there or something.
Okay.
So on Halloween, they shut down the street and there's bars. Everyone is outside of their house in their front lawn. Everyone is dressed up like
everyone decorates like the whole it's like
that
a
is
block
so
party.
It's a
fun.
Full block party. Like at one point we're like getting through
the
crowd, like shoulder to shoulder.
Really?
Kids everywhere.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
Everyone has candy set up. It was like a huge
the community
thing.
Does it. They like block it off.
Yeah,
with
every
like,
year.
That's amazing.
And trash just kids. Moved there and we were like, holy shit.
See, like that's so fun. I would want to go, but I feel like I would do a bad job like being one of the
she
houses.
Was stressed out.
You have
yeah,
to like tap
like, you have
in.
To, right.
They were postmating more candy because
yeah,
they
like,
ran
non-stop.
Out.
They got notes like
that's
days
crazy.
Leading up. The neighbors leave notes on everyone's
yeah,
like,
she
coming
to,
up.
You
like,
have to decorate.
Can you imagine
like
you just find like a house that you really like and like.
And then you're like locked
and
into
you just
this
like
whole...
are not spirited at all and you just have to like participate in this
you
thing.
You have to.
Yeah.
Part of signing the lease
yeah,
is
yeah.
you agree
huge.
To.
That's crazy.
It was a huge deal.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll do that next year.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for the Halloween tips.
Yeah, of course.
We're pretty much almost done.
Aww. Time just flies when you're having a good time.
Yeah, geez.
I do have one thing. Oh. I got my book. Okay, so we do like journal questions. I don't know if you guys remember.
Yeah.
But there's like random questions for kids basically, but like cute. You get to answer them. But I was running out of questions, and so I found this book. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So now you guys can work together to pick out a date, okay. And then I'll ask you the question from the date.
Okay.
Okay.
What date should we pick? Should we pick Halloween since we were just talking about it?
No. How about you pick a month and I'll pick a day?
Okay. July
14th.
July 14th.
See, teamwork.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Good job.
You guys should like, you guys should have like a company together.
We've thought Wait, about it. What?
Okay. This is a good one.
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite smell and why?
Oh, wow.
Fresh cookies.
Wait, I have a few. Can I keep going?
Yeah,
there's this there's this fragrance.
Okay.
It's like a essential oil.
Okay.
It's called Faith Oil.
Oh my God.
Really?
I literally like...
It is insane.
Wait, really? You guys are both...
No, we're like...
It's like $60 for like this big.
And it's called Faith Oil?
Yes.
Should I get some?
You Absolutely. Need okay. the faith.
It changes a little bit to everyone who wears
yes,
it.
Of yes, of course. Like that There's way. Always
Yeah,
that.
So chic.
And uh-huh. it is just... It's, it reminds me of Malibu, honestly.
Really?
It feels, well, Francesca okay. wears it.
You need it.
Okay.
And she's the queen of Malibu.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
You need it.
It's amazing.
Okay, Faith Oil.
Faith Oil.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I'm thinking like... I started imagining smelling like incense. So like those.
I do. I actually love incense.
I love incense really into too. Incense.
Yeah.
When it starts to get like sunset, which is now like literally 3 p.m.
Right.
That's when I light the incense. Like,
yeah, I kind of want to. I want to start like involving incense in it, my
you
home.
Feel so like put together almost. Yeah. You're like, curating I have my shit together right now.
Really important. Like switching like up the lighting right when like.
Yes.
Like yeah, I love doing. I need to start doing that more
It like
often.
Changes oh your mood. Yeah. It like helps yeah. with your like
I do
vibe.
Wake up and I mm-hmm. open all of the blinds in my house. I like make sure the dishes are all done. I like have like my morning set up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when we go into nighttime, it's like turn down service.
Yeah, oh my turn God. Down
so
service.
Now, like really doing that
certain
shit.
Lights, yeah, yeah, turn yeah. on certain lamps. So then every
incense.
You like walk yep. into a room and you're like, I want to hang out in here.
Yeah.
Okay, it's I'm going to start curating
but
that
also, like,
in my home.
The smell of like cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
yes.
That and the candle. I know they have candles that are like holiday and
right.
not everyone loves like holiday scented
well,
or
I
like.
I just think like not, candles. It doesn't always smell,
it doesn't smell
like,
the same.
Like fresh baked cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
It smells like fake
cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
So we good. Want the real stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real deal.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us
Thank
again.
Thank you for having
we
us
love
again.
Having you on. Come on anytime. You're always welcome here.
Don't say that to us.
I mean it.
We'll be here every week.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys. And that's it. Do you guys want to tell the Circlers like where they can
circlers.
Find you?
Hey, Circlers.
Circlers.
What are your Instagrams?
My Instagram is... Devin Lee Carlson. I'm a little lost on there right now. So
that's okay.
That's okay. I've
Grace.
Never been.
That
I've never been
okay.
found on Instagram. I'm always lost on Instagram.
Every day I think I figure it out, and then the next day I'm like
vibe switch.
You know
I don't
what?
Think I like that's, what I've been doing.
That's
and then
okay.
I'm like, actually, I love
that's
it.
The beauty. Of
actually,
it.
It's amazing. Keep, it's genius. Actually, I hate
it is amazing and genius every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start hyping it. You up on there more often.
I'll start hyping yeah. you up on there. Yeah.
This is so good.
Best
this
post is I've ever seen.
Holy shit. Thank God I follow you.
That's going to be my next comment.
Yeah, same. Sid?
Oh, my Instagram is Sydney Lynn Carlson.
Beautiful.
And how are you feeling on there?
I'm feeling okay.
Yeah, she's scheduled out
yeah.
every
you're,
Sunday
oh, you're
food
scheduled.
Post.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
I feel like those helped me get in a routine. Like,
yeah.
you know.
Sydney's food posts are on TikTok. Are they also
every
on Instagram?
Sunday. Instagram and TikTok.
Okay. Yeah, every Sunday. So look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously go buy like a Wildflower Case.
Yeah, Wildflower Cases is our company that we have with our
parents.
I was going to say mom, but dad is also involved.
Very involved.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right. Well, thank yeah. you guys. I love you both so
love
much.
You we so
love
much.
You so
and
much.
I love all of you. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.